All right, let's begin. Exhale. Empty yourself of all the noise, all the confusion, all the strife. I don't know what I'm doing, so I'm going to turn you over to our yogi for the morning. Her name is Allie Duncan. Yo, sis.
Hello. That was beautiful. I was tapping into that breathing. You should have continued.
Oh, fantastic.
I don't know what I'm doing. I need help. Allie Duncan, proprietor of Urban Sanctuary, which is a yoga studio right there on Five Points, 2745 Welton.
Yes.
Right next to Selman's Records.
Selman's Records.
Yeah,
boy.
Right there. Can't miss it.
What a
no,
history.
Can't.
How long have you been there?
This will be our eighth year.
Wow.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
It's running any kind of operation, enterprise, effort is more than we think, more than we know. But let's talk about you being in Five Points and that particular location there in the middle of the 2700 block.
Yeah.
How does it feel there?
First of all, it feels amazing. And I didn't find the space. The space found me. I saw it on Craigslist and I got goosebumps and I was like, oh, this is a building. So I went down there and it was an abandoned speakeasy bar. And so I walked through it. It was just trashed. And I'm like, no, this is it. Like, this is where I'm going to do my yoga studio. So I love being there. I love seeing all the shifts and the changes that's happening on Welton Street. So I just like to observe and watch and see what shows up next.
There's a lot of history in that building, too. Do you have a little brief synopsis of what has been taking place in that building before you did?
Yes. Well, in the 1800s, so Frederick Douglass's sons owned a mortuary in my building. Mm. It's a historical building. Yes.
Oh, way back.
And then it's total full circle. So my dad was in Wyoming. And he's in the Air Force, and he'd always come down with his friends to Five Points to party. Mm-hmm. And so I was telling him that, yeah, I opened my studio on Welton Street, and he was asking me about a pool hall that he would go and play pool, and that's my building.
Oh.
And so he was telling me all the stories. So I'm just like, that's my building that I'm in. So, yeah, so a lot of history from the 1800s to my family and then now to me.
Allie Duncan's yoga studio is Urban Sanctuary. At the website urbansanctuary.love.
Yes.
Great website address.
Thank you.
And beautiful design. Talk to us about people of color in yoga. Not the first image that comes to mind when we think of the practice of yoga.
Yeah, so the history of yoga comes from Kemet yoga, which is from Africa, from Egypt. And Egypt used to be called Kemet. And you can see the poses on the pyramids. Mm. And so then 2,000 years later, when the community started to shift from Kemet into India, then we have our Indian practice. So it's beautiful to share with our community that yoga came from people who look like us, because it's been shifted greatly when it came to the West on what yoga looks like and how people show up when they practice yoga.
I noticed a media image on Amazon Prime series, Mr. and Mrs. Smith. Donald Glover, the Mr. Smith, he's a spy. But to calm himself from all the mayhem and violence, he practices. And so it's a Childish Gambino.
Yeah,
Donald
Glover. Yeah.
Okay.
It's unusual to see folks like us practicing. And you said they're even... In modern history, the practice is not all over there. It's
right.
We all have a part.
Absolutely. It's beautiful to connect with like activists in the 50s and 60s, like Angela Davis. Like she speaks about how she did yoga and meditation. So it's definitely something that people plugged into to calm the body, to calm the mind, to stay focused so they don't get lost in what's happening on the external. So, and that's what we like to do with our full circle classes is they're for our BIPOC only community. And we have three of them throughout the week where it's just black and brown bodies coming together to practice. Mm. So
being a non-practitioner of yoga, I just think of the contortions and stuff in the body. Can I actually pull this off? So if let's say I walk in the door the very first time, any advice? I mean, you know, I mean, what is there? Do you take it easy on me?
What happens? Well, it depends what class you signed up for.
Okay.
No. So there's different levels of yoga. So it depends on what you're looking for. So like yin is a very mellow practice where you hold poses. You really feel into your body to stretch out the tendons.
Breathing.
All classes are centered around breathing.
Okay.
And then we have our moon classes, which are very gentle flow, which would be really nice. And then we have our sun that starts to amp it up. And so with any class, it's always at your practice. You can always come into child's pose. You can lay on your back, which is called mummy pose or shavasana.
That sounds
and
like
just
mine.
Relax. Exactly. That's like the favorite pose.
Okay. As you talk about the roots and the variety of practitioners, activism is really sort of a part of what you do. We need the relaxation because we're in a fight. We're in a struggle. We're trying to survive out here. And so you bring yoga into the movement in an interesting way.
Yeah. So this year, I love that you brought that up, is our Love Revolution. And so everything's around Love Revolution. So tapping into yourself, connecting with yourself, loving yourself. And we have a revolutionary flow every single month that honors the past Black community. Like this month, upcoming month will be Malcolm X. And so we celebrate him, and we have the same revolutionary flow that the community can come and learn and move their body. And it is just anchoring down, seeing how you want to expand and not get lost and having to struggle, but what feels good with my body, with breath, and what direction do I want to go.
This is the work of anti-racism, of social consciousness, of awareness?
Yeah, so we do have social justice dialogues every single month. Where the community comes together and we talk about this, and it's embodied. And so when we talk about racism, it's stuck in your body. And so that's the tension, that's the fast heart rate. And so we help everyone like move that out of their body. So that's perfect to move through all those things that you just said, through your breath and through movement, and then also having a conversation around it.
Wow. Allie Duncan, the owner of UrbanSanctuary.love at 2745 Welton.
You must feel so many moments of transformation. I did yoga for a year, and it was a lot of like self-reflecting and facing myself. But this space, not only you're stretching out physically, but you're probably stretching out mentally and spiritually among other people. Can you talk about that transformative vibe you probably feel every day there?
Yeah. So my focus is to decolonize yoga. And so it's not just the movements that we focus on. It's putting something deeper into it, right? So starting to understand like our words, how we show up, phrases that we use constantly that may be harmful to other people. Mm. And so it's highlighting those. And we support our teachers through that, like trauma-informed trainings, social justice, anti-racism, community talks. So it just goes a lot deeper than just moving your body. So I love how that's starting to shift. And people are coming to our space to look for that because moving their body in just a normal way isn't getting deep.
Do you get a lot of newcomers?
We do get a lot of newcomers. Yeah. And one of our phrases is we invite you to be unique and different. We encourage it. And sometimes we're a little too unique and too different for some people. And they're just like, ooh, I need to go to Core Power, which is wonderful. But for those who are looking for something a little bit deeper, yes, that's the vibe that we share.
Allie Duncan, UrbanSanctuary.love. I'll call it movement for the movement.
Ooh, a shot.
Hey,
I love that. I'm making a note.
It's all yours.
I appreciate that.
Allie Duncan, UrbanSanctuary.love.
He's already trademarked that.
No, I know. I'm already thinking of swag.
There you go. 2745 Welton. And check it out. Great website. You can meet her and read a bit about her story. UrbanSanctuary.love. Thank you for centering us.
Yes, yeah. And I have to say that my daughter did the website and the logo and everything. So
good.
She's fabulous.
That's great. Yeah. Thank you, Allie.
Thank you so much.